Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer for New Life by Dick Woodward. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they display knowledge. Psalm 19, 1 and 2. At the end of summer, we approach the threshold of the explosion of beautiful fall colors. While you enjoy the explosion of color this year, consider the words God speaks to us every fall. Since that beautiful color is produced by the death of those leaves, the word God is speaking to many of us is that death can be beautiful. In many ways, the most beautiful reality you and I encounter in our 3 or 4 score years on earth is the death of our Lord Jesus Christ that makes it possible for us to experience salvation and enter heaven. Paul tells us the gospel is that Christ died so we might live, and now it is our turn. We must die so Christ might live through us. That means our death to ourselves can be beautiful. Every spring, our God speaks another word to us. That word is seen through all the resurrection around us as we see black trunks and branches of trees we thought were dead sprout to life and bloom. The Latin root meaning of rehabilitation is to invest again with dignity. Do we have the faith to believe God can bring to life that which we thought was dead? Let's apply that thought to our own life, to the lives of our children, and to secular people we know and love. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the joy and wonder of the autumn season. As we spend time with friends and family, help to remember the many blessings you have bestowed upon us. As we reflect on the end of the harvest time, help us remember that you are in the business of bringing life out of death. Thank you that death does not have victory over us and that spring will always come again. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm Dr. Lauren DeVille, a practicing naturopathic physician in Tucson, Arizona. In my podcast, Christian Natural Health, my guests and I discuss topics ranging from nutrition, sleep, hormone balancing, and exercise to specific health concerns like hair loss, anxiety, and hypothyroidism. I'll also interweave biblical principles as they apply throughout the podcast because true health is body, mind, and spirit. Listen to Christian Natural Health for free at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcast platform.